Okay, welcome back to Playing the Field, guys. I know this is pretty soon to be making another episode, but I'm kind of just like, if I have thoughts that are coming up and I have things that are coming up that I feel like are important to share, then that's what I'm gonna do. So today I want to talk about intuition, and like the first thing that came to mind when I was thinking about intuition was 0 to 100 by Drake. He's like, know yourself, know your worth. Your actions speak louder than your words. So that was like what I was getting from that. So that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today because I've been really trusting my intuition recently, way more than I've used to, and it's led me in really, really beautiful and positive directions. And so I feel like if I have learned anything that I felt like benefited me, I'd love to share it with somebody who could resonate with it or benefit from it as well. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So when I'm talking about intuition today, I'm talking about it in terms of like believing in like your gut instinct and trusting your intuition and believing in yourself and being confident enough to know that, you have just as great of ideas as anybody else, and you are fully capable just as much as anybody else is at achieving your goals and like getting what you want in life and like achieving what you desire if you like really have that confidence in yourself, but that's easier said than done. So I guess that's kind of why I'm here to talk about today because I've just recently kind of started like trusting in my intuition with the help of some other like holistic at-home things and just little mechanisms that I've learned and things that I've shared or that friends have shared with me that have really taught me a lot that have helped me like trust in my intuition again. And like I said, know yourself, know your worth. And like I know this sounds really cliche, but like really though, like shrugging off haters and like keeping your same energy and staying in your own lane and worrying about your damn self, like keep doing that stuff. Like those, four or five things alone, those are like the secrets to success that all like sound really stupid and kind of cliche. I mean, when I say it like that, but I'm just trying to make this applicable and relatable to everybody. And like those are literally like my thoughts. Like really, like staying in your own lane, especially like that's been, hard for me. I'm a big pageant mom kind of friend. Like I really cheer people on. I really like have, just like I treat friends like family, and I think that's just maybe relatable to like the Italian side of me. I think I'm just like just love. I love really hard and like want to be involved in my friends' lives. So I have to learn about staying in my own lane too, and like tending to my own garden and things like that. So that's kind of where I'm beginning this, and that was kind of like one of my first thoughts about intuition and achieving your goals. Another thought, kind of piggybacking off that, that I was just thinking about too, is believing in yourself enough to, know that you don't always have to ask for others' approvals on your goals and like what you have going on and like things like you don't always need other people's approval. And like, so that's a kind of a big note to self. And so that's why it's better for me to like get it off my chest and share that with you guys, whoever's listening, because like sometimes that can be to your detriment. Like if you are someone who has a problem, which like I know I have a problem with this sometimes, is like kind of not relying too much on other people's opinions, but like they mean a lot to me, and like and those people mean a lot to me. And when I feel like people know me really well and like I know them really well, like they're, why would we share that or share those feelings if we didn't really feel that way? And sometimes I'm like, oh, like that, like even if that wasn't that person's intention. So sometimes, it's like it's about intentions and you have to see where people are really coming from. But that's why, like, sometimes if you know you're not in a good headspace to like take on that constructive criticism, just like trust your intuition. Cause I mean, like, the worst that's gonna happen is like you know, whatever, like whatever the situation you're in, like the person could tell you no, or like it doesn't exactly go your way. And like, and that's just life, is like, you're not always gonna, you know, things aren't always gonna go your way, but you can at least say that you were 100% yourself and you did what you wanted to do because you wanted to do it. And you were like 100% you in that moment. And like, that's more important to me if I was like myself and I tried and I put myself out there, because like rejection sucks and like, you know, things not going your way sucks. And that's just a matter of life. But like, but believing in yourself feels so much better. And like, you know, doing things just because you believed and relied on your own intuition and like your own desire to do something or to get a certain outcome, that's like, you're still winning in of itself if you were able to do that. Like, not everybody can do that. I've been talking about making this podcast for over a year. I've been talking about this for like so long with different friends, and like, they're talking about making a YouTube channel and like, talking about doing all that stuff. And I really just can't believe I'm not kicking myself and I'm not going to be mad at myself over it, because I'm here now and this isn't when I was supposed to be here. But I'm just like, oh, it's like, it's, you know, everything could be so easy if you just like tried and weren't so scared. And if you didn't just rely on other people's opinions so much, if you just like believed in yourself and you're just like, all right, I'm going to do it because I'm going to do it. I'm going to be sitting in here in my room by myself doing this podcast because I want to do it. And because I wanted to do it and I was tired of waiting and relying on other people's opinions to see if I should or if I shouldn't do it, or what should I call it, or what should it be about, or what should, like, whatever, you know, how much does this equipment cost? Like, all this stuff. And I was just like, oh my gosh, why don't I just do it? Like, what's stopping me from just doing it? And here I am. So, and I mean, just like, I don't have an end goal with this, you know? And so this is like, this is, you have to see like the little victories and everything. Like, this is like a little victory for me that this is even like happening, that I'm like sitting here doing this. So sorry, I'm not trying to get too mushy on it, but I'm trying to get people to see the, like, you're still like gonna, like, you're still winning in the end, or you're still gonna take something from that situation, even if it doesn't always exactly 100% go your way. You still did what you wanted to do, and that's like winning, because that's hashtag winning. I wish that was still a thing, but you know what I mean. I also want to kind of go off of that topic and note that, understand that it's very normal and encouraged and helpful sometimes to ask for like constructive criticism or opinions from other people, especially people that are really close to you and like people that you feel like know you really well. Like, you know, it's like you can't just be out here wilding and being like, YOLO, I'm going to do whatever I want. Like, let's just see how it goes. And like, here I go. Bye. I'm off in the free world. Like, clap my wings. I'm ready to go. But like, you know, you have to learn how to take things not so personally, or it's like going to destroy you. And I'm speaking from experience that I'm somebody who has a tendency to take things kind of personally sometimes if I like don't always understand where people's intentions lie. And that's on me, you know, and I know that. And so I'm just noting, because this is also speaking from experience, that like, of course, I actually do like really appreciate my friends and my families and my colleagues and my peers' opinions, especially about like, you know, certain things that I feel like they could really teach me something about, or, you know, I think their opinions are valid and like valued and important to me. But don't let it be the make or break of whether you want to do something or not. Just like literally like writing things down and like making outlines about things. Like, I used to watch Gilmore Girls a lot, and like Rory and Lorelai, her mom, they made pro con lists about everything. Like, that, I started doing that after watching that show. And I just like have to tell you, like, making pro con lists and like carrying my journal around and just kind of like, also just journaling like every day, and kind of I've heard Bossy Bruja refer to it as like a brain dump, like first thing in the morning when you wake up, just to kind of like get all that stuff off your chest. Like, that's, you need to do that you need to do all those kinds of things. Like, you know, just so you don't like bottle things up and like take things personally and like automatically like be on defense all the time. Like, you don't always want to be so defensive or think that people are out to get you. And like, again, this is speaking from experience. Like, I wish a lot of things, like a lot of situations were different in my life where like, maybe I was misunderstanding of someone or something, or I, you know, was taking things too personally. But I'm trying to be better about those things, and I'm trying to learn, and I'm trying to, you know, look back on some things and not let it destroy me. But like, now I'm trying to learn, and now I'm trying to share what I've learned with other people. So I hope this isn't coming off soup, like, you know, whatever. I don't care how it's coming off. So yeah, exactly. I don't care. I'm just like sharing things that I've learned personally that like, I feel like could be helpful for anybody to relate to. If you just like, aren't sure about something, trust your gut. He or she be knowing a lot of things. They know you. And you know you. I didn't really start to see how detrimental it was to my own personal success and happiness and like my mental stability to let other people and their opinions have that much power over me until like pretty recently. And I was like, okay, what is like the common denominator between, you know, like these things where like I'm just like learning how to change like my verbiage about things too. And it's like, it's not things happening to you, it's things happening for you. So I was like, what is the common denominator between all these things happening, you know, for me in my life and like the outcome? And it's me. You're ultimately in control of your own happiness. And like, this is coming from somebody who does struggle with like multiple mental illnesses. And I know that it is up to me sometimes, and you kind of have to really have your own back. Cause at the end of the day, like, you're the person that's going to have your back the most. And no one has your back more than you. But so I had to have my own back and not let people have that much power over me, you know, because the minute you do that, you pretty much give up all rights to however you, like, your dreams end up, wherever they go. If you give up that much to other people, whether like literally coming between you and doing things that you love or things that you've been dying to do for years or things that you want to do that'll just make you happy. Like, obviously, you know, there's like a line, you know, like I said, we're not out here wiling, like doing whatever we want, like with just no consequences or anything. But I mean, like, come on, like, be real. Like, we're talking about things that are like wholesome and fruitful and good for you and like that are pushing you to achieve your goals and it like accomplish your dreams and do things that you are on your bucket list. Like, what? You know what I'm talking about. And I didn't really see that until super recently. Cause I was like, why have I been on this like same like conveyor belt, like loop of just like the same almost thing happening every year? Like, just like all these like roadblocks that are all the same with different people. And I was like, I'm Italian, so I'm sure you can see my hands. Like, you can imagine my hands literally moving in a wheel motion right now. But I didn't see until I was just like literally in the same spot with like the same amount of debt, with like the same like feelings hurt from like just different people, and like still in like the same spot, like with my family, like wasn't good. Like, I wasn't really doing good with my friends. Like, my love life was poorly. And I was just like, and my professional life, let's not even go there, okay? Like, I've been so lost for so long. And I'm just like now, like, and I'm 26 and I graduated from college in 2016. And like, I'm like just now being like, okay, wait, I have to like where am I going? You know, because I was like, I feel like I haven't gone anywhere. Like, I've gone a ton of different places, but I haven't gone anywhere. I was like, why have I not gone anywhere? I was like, oh, I'm getting in my own way by like letting all these outside influences have this much control over me. So I had to work on my own mental stability and change things in my life and change up my routine. Because I was like, this isn't just it. Like I said, it's not things happening to you. These are things happening for you. Because like ultimately, and I hope this doesn't come off the wrong way, but we allow, you know, certain behaviors in our life to like continue to happen. And we allow the same patterns to keep repeating. And if you're not willing to admit the things that you've done in situations where you've done wrong and where like you could have changed something or you could have done something different or you could not have like, you know, like, and this is obviously within reason. You guys know what I'm talking about. Things we obviously do have control of. And I know that's also easier said than done because we don't always feel like we do. But there are some situations where you do actually have way more power than you think. And you're way more capable than you think. And you just have to trust and believe that. I finally decided this was the year I had to take back my individuality and creativity and confidence and go get my goals myself. I was the one who was getting in my way. Ultimately, at the end of the day, there was no one I could blame but me. But the minute I did that, the minute I was like, okay, well, if this is on me, I can take it back just like that, like just as easy. Like, I feel like part of my French, but I fucked this up. Like, I can fix it just as not as easy. Like, it's been hard. The work is hard, but it's worth it. The work has so been worth it, and it's still worth it, and I'm still working. It's always, once you realize, like, everyone's always a work in progress, you can ease your shoulders, like, drop your shoulders a little, like, unclench your jaw a little, like, relax. Like, meditate a little more, because, like, we're all just, like, on this journey, and, like, maybe not together all the time, but, like, we're all on a journey, you know? And once you realize that, like, it's really on you at the end of the day, if you want to go get what you want to go get, whatever it is, that's just like, I don't know. That's kind of where your new day starts. Like, I feel like I was almost like had a little mini death and rebirth this year. And just like, cause I'm totally like gave up on trying to be a creative person a long time ago. And that just killed me inside. Like, I don't even think I realized how detrimental it was to not have a creative outlet, like, by any means. Like, I thought that, like, you know, putting on shows and stuff when I was in college or whatever, I thought that was, like, creative, but it was just, like, I kind of always ended up having to give up my creative, like, individuality, but, like, getting hands-on and being creative about things or just making something, like writing in my journal and like meditating and making this podcast and I don't know, just making choices, like making decisions for myself again, doing things for myself feels so good. Not asking for other people's approval all the time feels so good. You know, trust and believe that. Know yourself, know your worth. So that's all I got to say on that. I'm going to go listen to some Drake and I'm going to go read a book. Make sure y'all learn something new today or to learn something or go do something that makes you happy or go do whatever you want to do because that's the move for today. But yeah, know yourself, know your worth. Trust your intuition and go and get it. Because it's not going to come to you by sitting on yes. Have a good day, everybody. We'll talk soon.